This is Keisha Martin. Welcome to Vibe with Keisha podcast. I am Keisha Martin, the founder of Universal Love and the creator of the Ancient Light Healing Modality. And today's topic, I wanted to just speak about that old saying where we're saying that kids don't know how easy that they have it. Yeah, it sounds simple, but I really wanted to like tap in about how the times change and how we overcome diversity and really allowing ourselves to create a better space for the youth, allowing ourselves to heal from some of our past wounds, elevate from any struggles, and creating a space that makes things better for them. Now, what brought this topic on was just like thinking about it as being a mom and raising kids and, you know, how we can all easily step into a space of expectation versus appreciation and allowing ourselves to, you know, remove some high levels of expectations that we may create, whether it's for dating, marriage, or even like for business and careers. Because when we create these levels of expectations, even like with parenting, what happens is that we set ourselves up for failure, you know, so to speak. Now, these expectations that we're creating, it's usually based on something on an ideal level or some level of perfectionism. And if we really look at things, there is no such thing as perfect. Okay. And when we don't achieve this one thing that we were trying to get it to match, it's kind of like trying to do like a TikTok dance and trying to do things exactly like that other person, have the same smile, have the same movements and all of that jazz. You'll find that when you're trying to mirror and be like someone else, that it will take multiple failures before you get close to what that person was doing. And in those processes of failures, a lot of times we start to deplete our energy and thinking that we're capable enough or good enough. And then we lose our appreciation of our efforts during that journey. Now, it's the same with like parenting. Like we have this expectation. We're thinking that, okay, if I do X, Y, Z, these are the things that are going to happen. This is going to be the end result. This person is going to appreciate me. They're going to love me and blah, 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 blah. And all these wonderful things are going to happen. And then it closes and puts a blind eye to some of the failures, some of the mistakes that may have been created in that process when that result isn't fully attained. Now, it's easy. And it makes sense for us to want to have this desired income or outcome where we want this result for this person that we love. You know, we want them to be the best. We want them of what they can be. We want them to flourish and do things in the way that works for them in a harmonious way. But in a world that we're living in, everything is not perfect. There are bound to run into levels of stress, obstacles, and have anxiety in regards to the challenges their life sequence is going to unfold. And in that, as they hit those challenges, the same way we looked at certain things, like who's to blame, they will too. Okay? And in that process, they're going to have their times where they fall down, they get back up. But they're the different levels, different devils, you know. So at these levels as an adult, as they become adults, it's not the same as when they fell down when they were a toddler. You know what I mean? It's different things. And their levels of appreciation may not be actively shown or communicated to you. And it's easy to feel like, okay, disdained about the whole thing and have conversations thinking, okay, well, you know, they have it so much easier. When we say that, we're saying that in regards to a comparison of through our own experiences of life, of where we have gone through up until today. In addition, we're also comparing it to people that have had deeper struggles than where we may have personally encountered up till today. Then You may even look across the globe and say, oh, well, people are going hungry. They don't even have a roof over their head. So there's, once again, it's a comparison of someone else up until today. And although all of those things may be true, we then have to really look at the fact that society has evolved and any generation up until now has not experienced what we have up until today. Like our parents most likely had to walk miles for them to get to certain places, or maybe they grew up on a farm, they had things that they had to tend to, and their life was a lot harder. And then their parents probably came from slavery, or they went through levels of some form of discrimination, whether they were a woman, their skin color, or whatever, and they weren't treated properly in that era, in that generation. And then before that generation, there were other things that were going on, especially if they were women, you know? And not and then before that, there was classism, where it's either you were very wealthy or you were not, you know? And then you were growing up in levels of struggle. And then if you look at technology, right now we have everything at our fingertips. Up to 20 years ago, we were just now getting like everything really good with the internet, you know. We were, a matter of fact, 20 years ago, 21 years ago, people were considering what, as 2000 was coming in, will the zero change everything that's been in the computer system for the last 10, 15 years, you know? So, and what will that mean? That was the big scare, you know, Y2K. So everything that we're dealing with now is recent and is in current times, and it allows us to move in a way that we feel is based on our own experiences. But when you zoom out and you really look at things perspective-wise, there the challenges that the youth face now, it is a different level. So their fights, their internal fights, their external fights, the things that they deal with are completely different terrain than what we are accommodated to. And it's important that we really look into this and feel into what the growth has been for humanity to allow ourselves some levels of humility to release the burden of carrying high levels of expectation, and which is creating a disharmony between in the relationship between you and this child, and allowing yourself to let go of what you're trying to control and allow them to be who they are in their spiritual being and their essence, and to allow themselves to make the best possible decisions for them, and allow yourself to be okay with the possible mistakes that may occur during their growth. Now, I felt like that was a mouthful. But when we think back, right, how many times did we hear, like, these kids got it easy, these kids got it easy? And we're like rolling our eyes and stuff, you know what I mean? So it's like kind of the same thing. Like, well, compared to what they dealt with, yeah, we probably do have it easy because we didn't have to walk 15 miles. We didn't have to milk a cow. You know, we weren't being chased down because we're black. And, well, not to the extent they were, you know, and where nobody was believing you and you were jailed up and everything else was going wrong. Now we're in a scenario where the stuff that we're seeing now is stuff that's been going on, but now with the advancement of technology, where everyone now has a cell phone in their hand with a camera in the phone, we're now able to not just photograph what's happening, but we're allowed to video it as well. Before, when things would occur, right, for example, with police brutality, right, someone would say something happened. They were like, oh, I didn't do anything, and this man pulled me over, then he beat me up, and blah, 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 blah. And down to his own family members would not believe him. You know, here's this now man is now in jail, or somebody's come back from being beaten up, and people there around them had a hard time believing that he didn't say anything negative to create this scenario upon himself. And now the victim was now getting blamed for his own innocence and being held accountable as being guilty for something he didn't even do. So this was happening for decades, year after year, day after day. The difference with then and now is that we have the advancement of technology to be able to capture this moment. And now, instead of using your own internal doubts and your personal perception to navigate what exactly, a belief into what's happening to this person, you now have to use logical evidence. You know, and that just shows how much things have been like watered down through society. Like we've seen like throughout society that we've been fed so many lies that we don't even realize how it's impacting us from actually believing the truth that's inside of us. You know, the truth that's inside of us is the actual truth. It's not her truth versus his truth. This is the truth, you know, and unless we tap into ourselves energetically, can we then tap into our intuition to allow ourselves to be able to know and see the problematic areas and discern what is actually the truth and trust and believe in the person that's our friend? Now, what usually happens is because, hey, especially friends and family, right? When we're close and we're tight, you know, they say teeth and tongue always clash. You know, I'm from Jamaica, and that's the saying that I've always heard when I was growing up, you know, and teeth and tongue always clash means like, all right, two people, can get into a disagreement, and it can turn into an argument, and at times it can be, you know, not good. It can, you know, sometimes you can go to blows, hopefully not, you know, but the clash is that the part that we're referring to. And because of that, a lot of times when folks are listening to someone else, they're listening to them based on their own perception, based on their own belief. They're not tapping in at all to what that person is saying, what that person is, how they're being. And in essence, this is why so much communication gets messed up, especially in regards to texting. When people are reading a text message, 90% of the time, they're not reading the text message as though they're hearing their friend speak. They're actually reading the text message from whatever mood they're in, however they're thinking, and what pissed off state or happy state that they're in that moment. So when they receive it, they're receiving it with their own feedback loop. I'm going to repeat that again. Their own feedback loop, which consists of their own memories, their own emotions, their own thought processes, and it has nothing to do with the person that's writing the text message. And what's sad about this is that it creates a huge disconnect. And I believe that's a part of the reason why we have such a huge label running around of narcissism, because a lot of folks are quicker to say, this person's a narcissist, this person's a narcissist, that person's a narcissist. And what's happening is it's creating a further disconnection within humanity, because now that people are getting enlightened, they're pulling away, they're pulling away from the negative energy and allowing themselves to say, I'm going to stay in my bubble and I'm going to be an empath and I am going to stay only with my positive vibes and I'm going to do everything. Now, it's wonderful that you have to go into that space. And part of your spiritual journey, right, is about allowing yourself to get into introspective and really visualize and see the things that are going inside you, so that way you can get to the information inside you, break past, you know, all the ick and really tap in to your heart space and find that knowledge that your spirit is trying to feed you, right? However, right? Okay. We got to balance this thing on earth, right? As human beings, right? We have to allow ourselves to still respect the other sentient beings on this planet. Because, honey, let me tell you, your friend got gems, even though it seems like there's crack on the outside, all right? You just got to, like, you know, be a little easy with them, just a little bit, all right? And that takes active listening. It allows you to really connect with that person. So when you connect, maybe there's some techniques that you need to learn how you protect your energy so you're not absorbing their ish, but you're actually being an active listener to that person, so that way when you're reading their text message, you're hearing their voice, you're feeling their emotion, and you're tapping into how they are saying it. Now, a lot of communication is actually done through body language. They hear about, I forget what the stats are, but it's a very small percentage of the communication is actually transpired through verbal, where they actually remember it. When folks are listening, when they're communicating with you, they're actually picking up more from your body language, your tonality, your tone of voice, your facial expressions, and then they're hearing some parts of the words. When you're in text message mode, a lot of that's lost because you're just reading the words, which is why most of it goes right into where your food feedback loop is at that moment. Now, if you're trying to really understand the next person, you have to tap into your spirit senses because your spiritual senses are way stronger than your physical senses, which to see, touch, smell, taste, hear, you know? When you start to expand into your spiritual awareness, you allow yourself to tap into the ether. You're now tapping out into the network and you're connecting with folks on a different level. And therefore, you're no longer using your sponge, which is your physical body, right, to absorb all of the stuff that's coming in, but you're now projecting outward. So now you're like a light bulb, you know? So if you think of a light bulb, you think of the light bulb where you see the two little thingies on the inside that pulls up the electricity, right? You feel yourself like connecting all of that up inside there, right? And when you feel that vibe inside there, then you project it. And when you project it, that's when the light expands out into that little glass called a bulb, and then it projects further out into the room, casting the light through the darkness all throughout. And that is how you have to be, also, my friend, because now you're moving from your physical body saying, okay, I'm gonna do everything on the outside, and accepting things like a sponge, like, you know, the sponge you use to clean and pick up all the dirt all out of your plates and everybody's leftover stuff in the sink, right? You don't want to be that. You want to be the light bulb where you're zzz and you're expanding and you're taking that light and you're moving it outwards. And when you do that, you now ground yourself into truly who you are. And it really pulls you back away from the levels of expectation. Because now you know inside what's going to happen and you trust it. So even when something's going on that you personally don't like and you don't want for this person, example, the children, which is, you know, what we're talking about, then you're grounded. Just like electricity has to ground so that you don't get electrocuted. This is what you're going to do. You're going to be grounded because you're using your own inner light. You're connecting energetically from the core and you're moving and you're expanding your light outward. So therefore, you're using your heart space to be able to say, you know what? Well, this is what I see, but I'm going to send love. I'm going to send love. That's your light. Your light is love. You just expand that love out into your heart space and you're going to send love out to the people, the places, the situation, things going on earth, things going on in your community, things going on out there, things going on within yourself, outward to really illuminate and be that change. Because when we turn the light on, there is a change. You go from dark to light, you go from okay to brighter, which is, if you think about it psychologically, when we would take tests or when we're in school, the teacher would flicker the lights, you know, to capture your attention and really, you know, get you back into gear. Sometimes it can mess with your physiology because maybe you were focused and now the lights go out, boom, and it's out for a couple seconds and now, boom, it comes back on and now you're like, it shook you up, but now you're not as grounded as you used to be, you know? So when you're that light, you have to be able to shake things up that way, illuminate and expand things in a way. So therefore, even though we're in changing times and we're moving from a space of, you know, we're moving from a space of, you know, technology where it wasn't advanced, as society where they didn't allow you to know that your emotions are important. So you weren't allowed to express yourself, you know, that you had to be tough and brush it off your shoulders. and we're coming from a time where even our music was more toxic. Like, if you listen to half of the music back in the 80s and 90s, a lot of it was very toxic. It was hurt people really communicating, expressing their love. And even the love music really was all about losing the love, and they're singing out their pain, and this energy's inside of it, and then we're listening to it, and we're feeling sad, and we're feeling down, and it was a lot of trauma that was like kind of built into those years. And if you think about history, the things that were going on, the wars, you know, we had World War I, World War II, we had the Vietnam, and then you have all this division between politics, all of that stuff is all carried into each of us. Especially through the epigenetics of your DNA, where that holds information into your DNA for the last six generations. So you're here, you are carrying trauma through different kinds of wars, different kinds of rebellions, uprisings, and folks that had parents that weren't able to process any of these emotions or even think that they were valid to have, because for the longest, you weren't even valid to be a woman. You weren't even valid to be Black. You weren't valid to be a label. Like, they created these labels to tell you how you're invalidated all of this time. And now here you are finally allowed to be able to express yourself, and they're creating newer and newer labels, creating more and more boxes to place folks in, whether it's you're now binary, non-binary, the pronouns and everything else, and just creating this fragmented census to keep you stuck on identities that's not anywhere near who you are. And it's when you find who you are, it's easier for you to allow and expand into your light. And now you can expand into your thoughts, feel into consciousness, and really know into the truth. So that way, even as you are creating this realm for your children, as a parent, and you're creating this space of appreciation for your friends and your coworkers and your peers, your inner community, your inner tribe, you're now learning to know that it's not someone's doing something to you, but you're allowing yourself the space to appreciate that this person is being their true and authentic self. Even if they're messing up, even if they're traumatized right now, even if they are negative and they're feeling all of these things trying to come up, you'll understand and reason and create a loving space to allow them to heal. Because this is what they need. They need the space to be themselves so they can heal. Because no one on this planet wants to feel anger, feel unloved, feel ostracized or taken advantage of just because of who they are. Many times when you see someone's like that, if you really get to talk to them, which goes back to that listening loop, because when we don't listen, we're creating judgment based off of our own perception. But when we allow ourselves to truly listen and hear what this person's saying, we'll see where their anger is coming from. And it is rooted in some form of pain that was created from a hurt that was like something so traumatic that they were never able to heal from. Maybe they were beaten and they weren't allowed to speak that their feelings were hurt. Maybe it was something small. Maybe it was something big. But we'll never know if we're always operating from a space of or a sense of awareness that's only based on our own experiences. It really requires us to be into our own bodies. Like really grounding ourselves into our own truths and really feeling into our bodies. Like even as you're sitting, listening to this podcast, like just drawing an awareness to your body and feeling into your body where may feel heavy, where feels like there's some pain. Where are you carrying? Was it like some shrugs in your shoulders, or do you feel your legs heavier than usual? Do you feel some discomfort in your arms or your back? Like really lean in and feel into it. And if you're kind of busy or distracted as you're listening to this, like go back or spend a couple minutes at the end of the day, close your eyes and feel where you feel these things, because your body will indicate where there is disharmony, where you're carrying the stress and the underlying reason for this, you will feel into that and you will know that this is where you is disruption and needs to release it so you can now move back into a space of oneness. And when you're in that oneness, my friend, let me tell you, it's going to be like easy peasy. You're going to feel so light, let me tell you. You're going to be happy, all right? And even if you know that someone's going to make their mistake, you'll be there to catch them fall. And you'll be coming from a higher place. You'll be coming from a space you can actually help them. And when you're sending love and you're sending it with gratitude and you're being in that space of appreciation, you're allowing yourself to flow fluidly. People will feel it. Almost like if you feel it in my voice as I'm speaking to you. And you allow yourself to truly embody the love that's here and that surrounds us, that unconditional love that's around all of us. And you'll be able to create a space in your home, in your community, to your police force, to the government, to your job, to that cranky coworker, whoever. You'll be able to send this love to each person you connect with, whether intuitively, energetically, physically. Just like that light bulb lights up the room, just like that street lamp lights up the street, just like the car light lights up the road, you, my friend, will light up your world. And I want you so bad to really harness this energy, feel into my voice and feel into this energy so that way you can allow yourself to expand into the strong spiritual being that you are, because you weren't here, put here to play small, and you weren't born crazy or angry or, you know, whatever label that someone has tried to create for you. And these triggers that you experience as you're watching this person grow are your signs for you to heal. It's the universe showing you where inside you needs to heal, to feel light. Just like the exercise I was referring to in regards to checking into your body. So allow yourself the humility to let go. Allow yourself the power to release and allow yourself to trust and know that everything will be okay and it's working in its time and in its favor. And that you have the power inside of you. And just as they say, to be of this world, but not in this world. I forget, I always say it backwards. So if I said it backwards, you can comment. But allow yourself to be here, but tap in. Tap, 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 tap in. So this is Keisha Martin, your vibe queen, loving to share positive vibes. And allowing you that space on how to really true connect, because it's all about the energy and the frequency, and we have no control. And even as much as I started this convo on our kids, they're not even ours. We're just like their coaches that we were blessed to bring into this world. But at the end of the day, it's for us to release them and show them how to be better humans as they are now on their personal journey. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe. Also, you can visit my website. It's like Keshia, KeshiaMartin.com. Subscribe there too, and that way you can get the hot dibs of when I'm sending out blogs or podcasts like this. And you can be able to, you know, get the vibes. Raise your tribe. Get the vibes. Raise your tribe. Maybe I'll make that something too. Oh, God. So, if you like this, please comment, hit a like, comment, share. I love feeling the love. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Take action. If you need help with this, message me, especially on the website, right? Or you can DM me on Instagram. You can find me on all social platforms, which is Keisha Martin, K-E-S-H-I-A, Martin. You know, I keep saying my mama spelled my name wrong, but when I tell her that, she kind of looks at me caca. Like, woman, child, remember. I digress. Anyway, y'all can hit me up on there. I love to have a lot of fun with this, but especially when we're doing the energy work, I'll help you remove the emotional, the mental blocks that are messing with you, especially if you find that you've reached a ceiling and things aren't going the way you would like, or you're not where you want to be in your life. We will get things fixed up right away. Stop the tears from flowing, stop the sadness at night, and we'll get things all moving in a flow and alignment. Yeah, distant and in person, of course. Alrighty, so I'll chime in for my next episode. Don't know what the topic will be, but I am here for you if you need me. This is Keisha Martin, and peace, love, and hair grease. See you next time.